Joining us on the line now is the coach of the Sunbury Jets Youth League women's side, Andrew Seidel. Andrew, a very good evening.
G'day, Matt. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And unfortunately, not the result you wanted on the weekend after what was a pretty good season with the Jets going down to the Camberwell Dragons in the Big V Youth League Division 2 Grand Final.
Yeah, look, Matt. It was a little disappointing. But I said to the girls at the end of the game on the weekend, no matter what the result, I think all of Sunbury basketball were going to be pretty happy with the girls. For the first time in their five-year period, they were able to make it to the grand final. And look, yeah, we fell just short by 5 points, unfortunately.
I was looking in this week's paper, and it was detailing how that the sides only won a couple of games for the previous couple of seasons, so it hasn't been too successful. This year, a complete turnaround, only losing the four games.
Yeah, look, I think I've only been in the program for, this is my third season. The first two, I was assistant coach, and this year I was lucky enough to get the head coach. I know the first 2 years, I think they were only lucky enough to win one game each. And I think last year they were lucky enough to win three or four. But, it's been a huge turnaround this season with 17 wins. It's been fantastic.
And for you as coach, I remember at the start of the season, you only came on, I think it was a month before the opening game. So just describe that process and how you had to get everything really sorted.
Well, I probably fractured more than a month, just before Christmas. And, I think we made a pact as a team that we were going to work extremely hard off-season to get our fitness where it needs to be to be able to compete in this competition. So, look, we put a lot of hard yards out on the field and on the basketball court early in January and February, along with some shooting. We needed to really increase our shooting percentage on what it's been over the last couple of seasons. And also, I was very fortunate that there was a young girl that played just domestic for us, Alex Darby, that plays locally in the A-grade women's competition that I've noticed over the last couple of seasons. So I recruited, asked her if she could come along and play. And look, at the end of the day now, she looks like she could go very close to making the All-Star 5 in the Big V competition. So along with a couple of new recruits, some hard work in the off-season, we've been able to turn it around. So, it's been fantastic.
And there's, as you mentioned, Alex Starvia. She scored on the weekend, I believe, with 16 points. She's been one of the success stories. Are there any others that have been, up there all season and even had a chance to go into the senior side? Because I know there's been a few players that have been going in and out.
Yeah, look, Tamara Knox is another one that has been in and out of the senior women's program as well throughout the season. And, is a very dedicated and committed basketballer. And I guess one day we'll play in the women's program. And there's another girl that I've been very impressed with this season, which is a junior in Sarah Lampard, who's really come a long way this season. And, really look forward to watching her develop over a couple of seasons to hopefully play women's as well.
So what's the plan of attack now? I know you've got a bit of a break before you start thinking about next year. Are you going to be staying on in the head coach role?
Look, Matt, we've got our reviews at the end of this week. You go and speak to the committee. You hear what they've got to say. You put your case forward in what's happened. And, by all means, I'd love to throw my hat in the ring again and go around again.
You've been media trained there, I can tell that. Now, what about for some of the girls in this side? We've already mentioned that they've been making appearances in the senior side. Is there a cut-off age limit for the youth women's? Like, say, in footy, it's your under-18 style thing. What's the age in basketball?
Yeah, look, this is under-23s for the Youth League Women's Program. So the girls, I think, can turn 23 during that season. But if they are 23 already, they've got to go into the senior program. So at the end of this season, unfortunately, we lose two players, one being our captain, Taylor Allen, who has been around since the program started. It was her final hurrah yesterday, and unfortunately we couldn't get the chocolates for her, but she'll move on. I'm sure she may come back again and play seniors, I'm not quite sure. I haven't really spoken to her. It's only 24 hours really since we've played. So, you know, you let the girls sort of wind down now and have a couple of months off, and then they'll reassess where they're at and if they want to go around again. As for the youth girls, there's a couple that I spoke to on the weekend that, yeah, will definitely come back next season. And like I said, we lose a couple, so we'd go out on a bit of a recruiting spree. We've got some really good young up-and-coming juniors in our junior program that I think would like the opportunity to play in the youth program. So we'll give those girls an opportunity and, yeah, see where we are after Christmas.
That was going to be my next question in regards to recruiting. Does it come from internally up at the Sunbury Basketball Association, or do you go out and have a look at the other local areas to try and bring someone into the program?
Yeah, look, good question, Matt. I think at this stage, I believe for the first time in a number of years, our youth program and our junior program with the kids coming through is really, really healthy and promising at the moment. So I think at this stage, you know, we'll look within. I think the women's program, the senior women's program, may possibly need to, you know, get a couple of girls from outside as they did this year with Kelsey. And if we can get another player of her calibre at the club, I think it gives the girls, you know, huge experience and exposure to play with somebody and train with somebody with that sort of experience. But, at this stage, I think we'll go, and I believe we've got some real promising juniors to go with for next season.
And just on Kelsey's involvement with the club, considering you were in your first year as senior coach, how helpful was it to have her assistance, and also Andrew Somerville, who's got a fair bit of coaching experience? How did you find them working with you and mentoring you?
Look, both fantastic people. I think it's a credit to Sunbury Basketball. You know, Andrew Somerville coming on board. Like I said, he's got a wealth of knowledge and experience. I have been able to feed off that this year, and along with just watching Kelsey, because both our youth league women and senior women train together, Kelsey's preparation, I mentioned to the youth league girls early in the season to just take note of how she prepares herself every training session, every game. So I think if the girls were, you know, really concentrating on how she went about her stuff, that they would have learned a little bit from her. But yeah, Andrew's been great, and also Andrew's partner, Ray, who has played some high volume quality basketball up in Queensland, was also my assistant and helped in the end in the second half of the season. So a lot of experience was gained there as well. So it's been fantastic for me in that situation.
And just finally, Andrew, if you had one highlight from the season, I know the grand final's probably up there, but was there something else that sticks out that you'll take away and remember and obviously try and implement going forward?
Yeah, good question, Matt. And look, most of the games were really good to coach, but the one, I guess, does stand out was the one game against Camberwell that we got them at home probably 3 weeks from the end of the season. And at that stage, I felt that if we'd won that game, we were going to finish on top and get the home final. And we were lucky enough to get away with the win that night. The girls were extremely well. And as far as we were concerned, we did finish on top of the ladder by percentage. But unfortunately, it came down to a head-to-head because we'd played Camberwell twice previously at their home venue, and they were able to beat us in those two games. But unfortunately, they finished on top of the ladder and got the home grand final. So, I guess that was the highlight of the season, beating Camberwell at home.
Oh, very, very good. As we said off the top, it's been an extremely successful season for the Sunbury Jets all round, but specifically the youth women's league side for the Sunbury Jets. And it's an incredible, successful story, and it's great that we were able to get the chance to have a chat with you about it. All the best. Hopefully you get reappointed. Considering that you're a media performer now, I reckon that should be a shoo-in.
No worries, Matt. Thanks very much. And it's been great support from everyone. So, thanks again.
No worries. Andrew Seidel there, the coach of the Youth League Women's side here on 99.3 FM Sunbury Radio.